More power to you. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files. New advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. The Northeast power blackout of 2003. Millions powerless. The more recent Super Blackout Bowl, caused, oddly enough, by a device put into place to prevent blackouts. Most of us don't think about power or the power grid until we're in an outage. Scientists at Northwestern University are thinking about it and have developed guidelines for what could be described as a self-healing power grid. For the U.S. power grid to function, the generators in the country's three interconnections, Eastern, Western, and Texas, must be synchronized, all operating at the same frequency of 60 hertz. If generators go out of sync, serious blackouts can occur. To restore power, control devices are used to bring the generators back to a synchronized state. But it's like giving medicine to a sick patient. Now, the scientists have identified ways to help keep the patient from getting sick in the first place. Ways to keep the grid stable and in sync. They demonstrated their model using real power grids of hundreds of power generators. The researchers say this preventive care approach could avoid failures, make the grid more reliable and more capable, and even help reduce electricity costs. Some powerful stuff. The Discovery Files covers projects with federal funding from the government's National Science Foundation. Learn more at nsf.gov.